Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
I'm going to steal a line from Greeny. Back and better than ever. Yes, sir. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And I mean, Bart, like, the joke is, like, you and I have really not worked a lot lately. But this is because we need that R&R to kind of reset, refresh, recharge, and get ready for what's going to be a big fall with football, with maybe some more NBA trade talk to get into.
The hunt for Red October.
Playoffs. Like, a lot to get to, man. And so we're back together. It's great to see you. How you doing?
Pleasure. Kuta Matata. And before Star say I'm not talking into my mic, let me go ahead and put it in my mouth.
My mic.
I'm talking with the mic in my mouth.
That's it. Therefore, it can never not be near your mouth.
Yeah, we had Bad Bunny here this weekend in the States.
Yankee
I ain't
Stadium.
Go, but I'm sure it was amazing.
You know
it's always
go?
Weird. Who?
Carmelo Anthony.
Ah.
He was there to present with him his MTV award.
Oh, no, that's two separate things. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The concert was in Yankee Stadium, and
yes,
then the VMAs was in the Prudential Center, which
right.
I thought
but
Dirty Jersey might have been a little bit beneath, like,
know.
You know, those stars.
But he presented
like
it to him. He presented it to him on stage. It was awesome.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
So there's that. Hey, we want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. It's 888-729-3776. It's a phone number Bart knows by heart, right, Bart?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
What is it?
It's 888-729-3776, baby.
See, he's ready. He's on point. ESPN
Say
Nation.
ESPN, no. What about the –
presented by Dr. Pepper. If it ain't college football season without the delicious taste of it, ice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
But now, what if they don't speak English? Can we – do we have a Telemundo or, like, do we have something like that?
Lactavius, can you help us with that?
Yeah, how would we say that? How would we say ESPN? Like, well, how would we say that in Espanol?
You just say ESPN. The ESPN.
Oh, man. That is anticlimatic. You could even make it up.
Like,
you could
at least Ricardo Montalban used to make up stuff. So make it sound
ESPN.
Good.
Habla ESPN. Is that better?
Habla.
No, that is blah, blah. That sounds
yeah.
blah.
So like, you know what's cool?
Sounds like the skies today. Blah.
Like, you know what's great? Like, it's when we say, like, when there's, like, either baseball or another sport that's on ESPN Deportes, that sounds – just to say ESPN Deportes, that sounds so good.
And that's the best take.
And then we
ask
Lactavius to step in here and, like, make it sound like something sounds suave, and you give us that?
That's straight Wacky D, man. You acting real cheddar bobbish right now.
I know. Like, can't you – come on, Lactavius.
Captain Little, man. You
can you come
do
up with
that?
Something that would sound – like, Ricardo Montalban made up Corinthian leather. He made it up. It's not a real thing.
Yes.
But it sounded amazing.
But you know what you did?
What?
You got the phone lines jammed up already.
How do you say
that?
How do you say? How do you say?
D. D.
Oh,
D.
Man, that's Wacky D. Jeez.
D.
Okay. How do you say
we
it?
We need our bilingual audience to call into the show and give us something
give
that sounds
better.
Fresher than that.
Jeez.
When we want to, like, have that bilingual call-in line.
I'll answer in Spanish, too. I have no issues with that.
But I know
can you
at least you could do that.
You could at least, instead of saying say ESPN, which is four letters, you could have said like worldwide leader in sports and say it like that in Spanish.
That's what I'm saying, right? Like, you make nobody knows what you're saying. Right, the rest of us would be like, wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
You could be saying anything you want.
Lactavius, can you say that for us? Can you say worldwide leader in sports?
Yeah, how about that?
Say 1-800, say 888, say worldwide leaders in sports. That's four.
Ocho, ocho, ocho.
Yeah.
Líder mundial de deportes.
But that's gangster.
Yeah, that's so much better.
That's S-P-N.
Yeah, I like that.
You have to know when to lie, bro.
Jay, you see, you can't. I can't lie in Spanish.
No, I could lie in Spanish.
Oh, you mad? You mad?
Yeah, of course you can.
Your dad's gonna call in and say, "Hey, son, that's not proper." Like, he gonna tell on you.
My dad will reprimand me. Yes, My dad will be like, "What happened to everything that I taught
you?"
Not if you have good.
If you're rolling good game, he'd be proud of you. See, you had there. You had those boys' heads spinning. They didn't know what you were saying.
I guarantee you, Central ISA, where I went to school, CI on Long Island, is definitely spinning in their shoes right now.
All you gotta do is buy your dad some Budweiser or some Tecate before or when you get your check. Dad, this getting that Tecate right here.
You got Tecate? Or
no, my dad was a Heineken guy.
Heineken?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Okay. Yeah, big Heineken guy.
Not even Corona?
No, not Corona. Big Heineken guy.
What about the Heineken Zero? What's the point? I never understand that. What's the point?
Nothing.
Why would you drink Heineken Zero? Because you want to taste the beer without the buzz. Right. That don't make no damn sense. It's not that beer tastes great.
If I really wanted to taste beer, I'd just have a beer. I don't want to. You want to go non-alcoholic. I want to be responsible. Okay, great. Then have water.
Exactly.
Funny story, real quick. I was out with
vodka.
I was out with one of the former members of ESPN Radio, Cliff, who used to work.
Cliffy.
So we were at a bar in Brooklyn before a Nets game. And the only thing they had was Heineken Zero.
And the bar was empty.
And basically. And I was going to order one. And he looks at me, and the bartender looks at me like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. You just want a cold beverage. Get some ice water or some lemon tea or something.
Exactly. Lemon tea. Get this guy. He's got raspberry iced tea. Hey, Bart, one thing that during the time off, I know you were away in some exotic places that you might not want to talk about, so I'm not going to out you like that. But I had a staycation. I had a workcation.
Ah.
I was building stuff. I don't know if you saw. You probably didn't.
Bob the Builder?
I was Bob the Builder. I had the tools out. I had the tool belt on. I was working. I made stuff with my hands. Chip Gaines.
That sounds like a beginning of a porno. I walk around with my tool belt.
Well, I mean, once you build something for the wife, once you do that, you know how that goes. You get some sawdust on you. You don't shave for a couple of days. You come in. It's a hot day. And you walk in, and all of a sudden you're like, "Let me get some lunch.
I'm here for payment. I'm sorry. I seem to lost my wallet."
Afternoon delight.
Oh, I'm collecting some taxes.
But over the weekend, I went to Chicago.
Yeah, Chi-town.
Chi-town. And for the Canty wedding.
The Canty extravaganza.
It was phenomenal. It was at.
It was planned for like 2 damn years, huh?
Well, it was a lot of. You could tell there was a lot of planning. By the way, everything, lots of coordination, lots of it. But I'm going to tell you, it was so much fun. It was beautiful. It was in the very first library in Chicago in downtown. It's now the Cultural Center, and the architecture, and it's just gorgeous. This building, it's incredible.
And you didn't get shot. See, it's a great weekend.
Yeah, well, that was also important.
The Wild Hunters. You stayed away from the Wild Hunters, though, did you?
I didn't go to the
Wild Hunters?
No, I stayed Lakeshore. I did not go too far off the shore.
I stayed between
Wacker and Michigan. Yes, yeah, I didn't really go outside the perimeter.
Don't go to the Wild Hunters. You know what I'm saying? You're down. You got to pass.
But it was, again, and congratulations to Chris and Mel. It was a beautiful wedding.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun. Chris gave me the biggest bear hug I've ever had in my life, and I still probably have a couple of cracked ribs from it.
Yeah, he adjusted properly.
I'm 6'6", I'm 230 pounds. Like, I'm not small in stature, and he, lifted me off the ground like I was a child.
Yeah.
He was so happy and emotional. It was great. Like, it was so much fun.
Yeah, Chris is late to the game, too. You know what I'm saying? Mel's tall. He's tall. It's time for them to crack out them baby canties.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. When you see them together, like Chris is, he's the happiest. Like, he's a happy guy. He's a fun guy. Like, he's great. You've known him for a long time. We've worked together. Chris is an easy guy to like and an easy guy to love. I don't know Mel that much. I've met her a couple of times. We've been to a couple of different events.
Yeah, but the nitty gritty. Like,
when
just
you
chilling,
right,
doing
but
nothing.
When you see his face when she came up the aisle. And then you see her walk up the aisle.
Did he cry?
Yeah, hell yeah. We all cry.
I feel like now, even if you get married, and anybody out there listening to us, let us know, is it mandatory that you have to cry? Like, even if you don't, you have to push that tear out?
Fake it?
I feel like you have to, because if you don't, he really don't love her as much as the other people we've seen on Instagram.
Yeah, the look on his face. I was looking at him as everybody was looking at her, but I just wanted to see what was his going to be reaction.
Yeah.
And his face lit. He was like, oh, damn. Like,
one eye, two eyes. Did a tear come out? One eye, two eyes.
No, he was straight.
Because this one, then it's just fake.
His both cheeks were
okay.
Were wet.
So that was authentic.
He was real crying
because I know how to cry on cue. Like I just keep my eyes open, normal. Let that air hit it. Let that nice little burn happen.
Yeah.
So can we ask the people out there too? Like, is it mandatory that you cry now that you're a guy? Because it used to didn't be a thing, but I feel like the last 3 years, like you gotta cry.
At least it's got to be a little bit like a moment that when you just go, you know, when you're like, I wasn't gonna cry, but. Like, you have to stop talking in the middle of the sentence.
Or you pull your handkerchief off. You pull your handkerchief and wipe your face.
You know, I never thought I was going to meet somebody like that. You know, like you had that moment, and he did. But then her smile when she stood next to him, and the two of them together, and, I mean, I'm telling you, like, it just – it's one of those things that is so – it's – you get involved. Like, everybody there was in such a good mood just looking at two people that clearly were in love. Clearly,
that's what
happy.
I'm talking about. That's how you got to cry.
That's a different kind of cry.
No, that's how you do.
That's a my diaper needs to be changed cry, which is coming probably, hopefully, in another maybe year from now for them.
Then they both gonna be crying when it's time to get up and get the baby in the middle of the night. But that's another story for a different
world. But anyways, just happy for both of them.
Congrats
to them. And
to
it was
Mr.
an honor
Mrs.
to be
Kent.
part of the wedding, to be there and to witness it and to enjoy that time. So that's basically it. That's where we're at. But Bart, are you ready now? Because this is it for us. All the time off and the resting and visit, travel and all that, it's over. Like, we are now locked in, right? 10 toes for the coming football season and more with our audience from here on out, right? And you're ready for this.
So lock in, baby.
Let's go. All right. So, again, the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Be part of the conversation with us as well at Bart and Han on Twitter and Instagram. But in the meantime, let's get to some sports. We've got a lot to talk about, including some headlines from around the NFL preseason in week 3, what we saw. But first, Bart has this from O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah. Protect your vehicle engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec premium full synthetic motor oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear right now. Get 5 quarts of Syntec full synthetic and MicroGuard select filters for just $39.99. Is that $33.99. Oh, man, try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, we got that music out the library, baby. We about to get crunk.
Oh, you know what that means.
Yeah.
This is real now. That's football music. And it's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Preseason week 3 now is in the books, and that means basically
that's it.
That
week
that's
3
it.
Is it, no 4?
Yeah.
No 4?
Well, I mean, we're done. Like, you cut day, I think tomorrow, you're seeing teams already making some moves, getting down to the 53, and you get a feel for what
this
teams are going to be.
This is a sad day.
It's also an opportunity day for some other people as well.
Yeah, sad day. Some guys are going to be sad and then happy. Some guys are going to be happy then sad. And I say that because some guys are going to get cut and they're going to get picked up in value because people have been eyeing them. Oh, they've been looking at them. Oh, they've been all in your boy's DMs, checking on your girl. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Just waiting for you to cut her, get rid of her, get caught cheating so then they can swoop up and take her ride. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Oh, Mr. For who I ain't ready, oh, there's always somebody Mr. Right Now. Oh, I'm ready, baby. Ooh, somebody ready for some of these
extras. Let me tell you something.
Extras.
If the Jets cut Chris Streveler, I'm out.
He barbecue
I'm out.
Chicken. He barbecue
Stop
chicken.
It. Stop
Black,
it.
White, don't
Cap,
debate
it's too
America.
Early for this.
I'm American. This America. I'm American. It's America.
It's too early.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Mike White is the sensation.
No.
White Saturday.
I think Mike White might have been a flash in the pan. But Strev, man, with the beard and the comeback. Anyways, how about Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
Preseason, he is actually – is now, I'm going to ask you a question after this.
Yep.
You see the 51-yard pass he threw to Tyreek Hill on, the first play of the game?
Yeah, it actually was on target.
Got people very excited. So, Bart, through the preseason now, has Tua, in the very little bit we've seen him, especially with Tyreek, is he silencing some of his critics? Is he silencing some concerns about
– No, not to me.
No?
Nah, I'm not silenced.
All right.
Because guess what? There's no game plan. Nobody cares. You think Tyreek Hill's going to be one-on-one in a regular season game? Nah. He's going to have safety over the top, jam at the bottom, somebody swooping underneath.
Jam.
Nah, I'm not concerned with that yet. I want to see when he does it, when it's a game plan to take away what he does best, when they heating him up, putting those blitzes together. I want to see when he goes against the varsity. Because, listen, do I expect this team to win eight games? Yeah, they supposed to win eight games with the talent, pure talent alone. But I want to see if they can have that dangerous connection because you look at the weapons, Waddle, Hill, Gesicki. Like, it should be barbecue chicken. Armstead, protection on the blind side. You know, it should be barbecue chicken. He should. They should be top five, top ten at least offense in the league.
Okay. So we'll again see, though, what the actual product will be when the games really start. That does happen a lot. We fall in love with things we see in the preseason and realize that wasn't real. But something that is real is Tom Brady and his cheekbones. Because I don't know if you saw him when he addressed the media. I mean, his face is kind of sunken in a little bit.
Yeah.
And we're wondering now, after he was gone for 11 days from the team, and he has returned with them now, and they got 2 weeks to get ready to play their season opener against Dallas.
Like stress.
And it is very interesting.
Look like stress.
Where he's at right now. Should that now, again, they also have some other issues on the roster with injuries and whatnot, and a lot of people who are missing that he's used to being there.
That offensive
line. But what do you get out of what you're seeing from Tom Brady, who took that hiatus, and saying stuff like, you know, there's a lot of blank going on?
Yeah, man. Anybody that's married know that married life, man, and know, like, when you quit and you tell your wife you're going to do something not once but twice – and you decide to go back on your word, there are consequences and consequences to those actions. And he looked like maybe, man, like things ain't all copacetic in his life right now. Yikes. And he ain't gelling right now. If he's not gelling, they need him to gel. Because, yeah, we expect him to be able to win games. But I told you already, I believe that this is the Saints' division to win. You talk about in this division, traditionally, nobody repeats. Now, Brady, because Brady didn't win the year they won the Super Bowl. So, traditionally, that's usually how it goes. And maybe it's the Saints' time. I believe it's the Saints' time. I believe it's Jameis Winston's time to be that seed that got put in the right environment, just like Matthew Stafford last year. So, if that's to be said, I think all the criticism is going to go on Todd Bowles. But it's not Todd Bowles' fault. Now, you talk about a guy that's unsure about playing right now, that's maybe contemplating, like, why did I leave? Like, now stuff is bad at home, and he just wants this last ride. Are seeing that his team around him is vulnerable. His offensive line is decimated. Not just injured, decimated.
With that in mind.
Decimated.
With that in mind, it's a great lead into what I wanted to get to next, because you have that issue, obviously, with Jensen at the center position. Marpet's retired, and the three-fifths,
Kappa,
I guess.
Kappa's in Cincinnati.
Is it three-fifths of their offensive line now is gone, right? Like, is missing from
the
Super
Bowl team. Tristan Wirfs
injured. And he just got hurt. So you have that issue going on there. So I want to ask you this. After the Tyron Smith, who ripped his hamstring now, and he's going to be out for a while for the Cowboys. Yeah, when the hamstring goes, it's probably a little too tight. So with that in mind, bigger concern for the offensive line for the Bucs or the Cowboys?
Ooh. I'm going to go for the Bucs. I'm going to go Bucs because the Bucs have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. Like, I mean, I'll be surprised if the Dallas Cowboys get in the playoffs.
Okay, wow. That's a strong statement. I know you've been saying that. Meanwhile, another thing that you have been saying that now everybody else seems to be coming around on is the Mac Jones issues. And now all of a sudden, there's concern in New England regarding Mac Jones. And also the Patriots, their offensive line, their offense, and pretty much can they be a playoff team this season?
I already told you.
So I know you've already been there on this, so I just want to get your take on the fact that it is starting now to become a concern that you were pointing out before training camp even started, that you think this is going to be a step back or fall back or whatever it is year for Mac Jones and the Patriots.
They pay Barstradamus not to predict what the common man can see. Oh, it's the third eye. And we're not going to silence Barstradamus anymore. The season is here. Oh, yes, I'm back. They paid Barstradamus to see the future in the present. You guys are living in the present because you've seen it. But I've already foresaw it well before that. I saw it trending in the wrong direction. You get rid of a guy like Shaq Mason. You lose a lot of your core veterans that have been around during the run. The only one still there is McCourty. You know, everybody else is getting older, not the impact that you had before. The mystique of Bill Belichick, his mystique is in jeopardy. much like Popovich, when they go on the Spurs, nobody fears that Pop is going to have some Jedi mind trick. That is what's happening in New England. Because it's no Timmy Duncan, because it's no Tom Brady, same result. And I think eventually we're going to realize, okay, well, this isn't the time, or this isn't the time where we can just fear New England. New England is just like all the other teams. They're back to the pack.
All right, around the league, we continue to go as we whip around week three of the preseason where we get a feel for where everybody's at. And by the way, when it comes to Mac Jones, there's something about him and the NFL Top 100, not that the ESPN one, but the NFL one that the players did. Very interesting take that we'll get to certainly later on in the show. But one more for you, Bart, and that is we go to Pittsburgh where Mitch Trubisky had a really nice, final – I guess dress rehearsal showing.
Right.
Is he the quarterback for the season? Now, he's likely QB1 for the start of the season. Mike Tomlin won't tell us, but he's likely quarterback for the start of the season. My question to you is he the quarterback of the future for the Steelers?
I think he's I think this season he'll make the whole season. I think there's no way.
Okay.
He's QB1 for this
whole year.
Yeah, exactly. Much like when Jimmy G, I think they know what he is and what he's capable of and what his ceiling is. And they know that they spent the first round draft pick on a kid that has the fan base, that will get the patience of the fan base. Much like when the team had to move away from Cordell Stewart, they went with Tommy Maddox. They're going to have a couple years where they figure it out. They'll always be scrappy because they have that defense, but I don't think the Steelers are going to have a winning season this year, the first time in Mike Tomlin's career. And I think, you know, they're not a team that's going to be bad. They're a team that's not going to tank. This is a team that's going to be respectful and go out there and put out an honest effort every single time. Right. And I think that's just going to be just enough just for them to be like in the middle of the pack, 11th, 12th pick in the draft. They won't be bad enough to be top five to be able to get something that they need. I think they should have just went with the best player available and went with Mitchell Trubisky and tried to make a move to get some of these quarterbacks next year. That's what I don't understand. When you look at these teams, you got teams that have made decisions to get, you know, guys in the draft, whether it's Ritter, whether it's Malik Willis. When you knew what was coming out next year, they could have got a great football player.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. Now, a couple of injury issues with the Steelers, just to point out here. Deontay Johnson, who, remember, signed that extension, wide receiver, he hurt his shoulder on a catch. And then there's T.J. Watt, who's the most important player on that team.
Yeah.
He got a cut block from Hawkinson in that game, and it hurt his left knee.
Yeah.
But Mike Tomlin saying he doesn't expect either to be long-term concerns. But still, you'd never like seeing kind of injuries to important players in the preseason. So we'll see the impact that it has on the Steelers. We certainly have a lot more NFL to get to, including, just going around the league, Jimmy G situation. There's so much more to talk about. What we'll do next is we'll bring in Dan Graziano to give us the latest on everything that he's hearing around the NFL. As cut day is tomorrow, teams are making decisions. We could see some trades happen. So a lot going on. Graz is going to help us with it. We have your call certainly as well. We are back. It is Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. And, of course, we've got your calls. We certainly will get to them. So I just mentioned what I did during the week off, and especially it included the Canty wedding, which was awesome. I'm not going to say where you were, but Instagram did giveaways what you were doing. And where you were was a beach. The water was crystal clear. The skies were beautiful. And on your head was, I don't know, like.
A coconut.
Is that what that was? Because it looked like a toupee.
It was a coconut that I found floating.
But it looked like hair.
And I got inspiration. Well, if you have a coconut out and it's sitting in the ocean somewhere, it's going to kind of loosen up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was trying. I was really, really, really. It was an audition for Dave Chappelle for me to be recast as Chuck Taylor, the black white newscaster from the Chappelle Show.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, well, I saw the toupee floated away from you though, so unfortunately you don't have it anymore. Yeah. But the good news is, you know who we have right now? Dan Graziano.
Ooh, the inside. He's so inside, he a black hole. He's so inside, he a black hole.
Well, I don't know. The information does come out of it, so that is a good thing. Dan, how are we doing?
All right. I don't understand about the coconuts and whatnot, but it doesn't sound like you can ask me about that, so I think I'm good.
No, it's just it's essentially like the outside of a coconut, though. It does look hairy, and if you take the skin out and then leave it in the sun, it softens up, and then if you put it on your head, it can look like a head of hair, which is what Bart did, and that's my story.
And sticking to it.
So, yeah. So, anyways, let's get into
stuff. Speaking of old stuff and toupee, stuff that old people have, I saw you this morning talking about Tom Brady, and I don't know. He doesn't look well. I mean, he's talking about, it's a lot of things going on, 45. Sounds like the house or something's going on in his life that could distract him for the first time. Something that's kind of taking his attention away from the game. And you look at his offensive line being injured. I picked the Saints to win this division anyway. They opened the season with the Cowboys and the Saints. Could the start of the Todd Bowles era start off a little rocky?
It could. Look, I think what I said this morning was like, if this was any other player in any sport ever, I'd be sitting here going, oh, I don't know. His head doesn't seem to be in the right place. Is he going to be able to focus? It's Tom Brady. Like we can sit here and say this, and then Tom Brady could just go out and defy all of our expectations for the billionth time. So I can't – it doesn't feel right, Bart. Like, it doesn't – something's up. I don't break down game film, but I've been to a lot of press conferences. Like, I that's not what Tom Brady sounds like.
Yeah.
And – he's there without telling us what it is, and I don't want to get into the speculation of what it might be, but he's telling us something's up. Something's going on in his life. It's weighing on him. That is, we have license to take that from that press conference, I believe. And, I think we've all had situations, and probably everybody who's listening to this had situations where something's going on at home or something was going on in personal life, and it affects you at work. If that happens, geez, I mean, it's the NFL. Like, the margins are so, so skinny. Like, it doesn't take much to throw you off and turn a good season into a bad one. So I think the antenna are certainly up here.
Yeah, and you consider, obviously, the difference in the offensive line now with the injuries and departures compared to what it was when he won a Super Bowl. For Tom Brady at the age of 45, there's a lot there to be concerned about on that level. Let's go now to where he once was, which is obviously New England. And his replacement in Mac Jones. And Bart has said, Dan, you probably have heard it, even a month ago before training camp started, that he had concerns about Mac Jones being able to have a good year this year, surprise some people last year with the success they had and he had. And also just New England in general, that this could be a Belichick sort of like Greg Popovich kind of thing where, okay, the mystique is there as you as a coach, but the talent's not anymore, and maybe you won't have the year that everybody just expects you to be a great coach and win games. There's today sounds like more and more people are concerned about the Patriots. Do you have reason to be concerned about them?
I think so, because I feel like the offensive line, like, I don't believe that preseason game performance is really predictive of the regular season, right? Like, I don't think the Raiders are going undefeated. But I think if you're getting physically pushed around on the offensive line, like, that's an indication something's up. Right. And my understanding from talking to people who've been there all through camp, I don't think the offensive line is in real good shape for the New England Patriots. And that could be much more so than the whole coaching thing and who's calling plays. If his offensive line is not sound, then Mac Jones's year and Mac Jones's development are going to be significantly adversely affected. So we'll see what happens here in the next couple of days. Teams are going to start cutting and waving players. And if you see the Patriots start to bring in an offensive lineman or two, that's a strong indication that they're looking to shake things up there. And I would not rule that out, because they feel like it hasn't come together the way that they hoped it would.
Here's the problem, Dan. I'll try and explain to our listeners, why I believe that the team is, or the run game, they're getting pushed around. It is difficult to move from a gap scheme where you're firing off the ball and double team and empower football to morph into a zone team. And yeah. I feel like they are a zone. We watched Mekhi Becton have a dominant year and then struggle underneath Salah's zone scheme. And you think, when I think about Troy Brown, when I think about, you know, Wynn, I think of guys that are powerful and used to firing off and moving guys against their will. And then you try and cut people off from the backside and scoop up to the second level, and these guys are asked to be athletes in space. I think they're really struggling. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them try and go back to a bit of a gap scheme if this, you know, goes bad, because it's so easy to push somebody around that's 320 pounds when they're running sideways.
Yeah, so I think, you know, there has been an effort in New England to overhaul the offense this offseason, and you're referring to one of the main components of that. They feel like, you know, after 20 years of Tom Brady, like, this is an opportunity to sort of build the offense around Mac Jones and what he does well. So for whatever reason, they feel like that zone scheme, that outside zone stuff, is the way to go. Now, the problem is, if they don't have the guys to block it, mm-hmm. you know, more than half the league is running this. And so it's not as if a whole bunch of athletic offensive linemen are about to hit the waiver wire right. in the next couple of days. I mean, teams are using those guys. So it's going to be very difficult for them to find the guys they want. So, yeah, I guess I wonder if they rethink it and go back. But that's a tough thing to do, right?
But,
have a whole offseason, a whole training camp, installing a new offense, and then switch back to the old one last second.
But when you think about it, Trent Brown, you know, got paid great money because his first go around with the Patriots. David Andrews is a above average to borderline. Well, he's a Pro Bowler. Like he's a great player too. Mm-hmm. And Izell Wynn has been a disappointment, but he's not a bust. And they moved him to right tackle. So the line shouldn't be bad. It's only bad because of the scheme doesn't match the personnel.
Yeah.
And that's the dilemma they find themselves in.
Yeah. I mean, upshot is they got a problem, and it doesn't have much to do with who's calling plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's something certainly to watch, and we'll see. You know, again, as you said earlier, Dan, it's preseason. It's really hard to judge everything off of it. You can't make any absolutes. Yeah. Right? But there are some things.
It's not preseason anymore, though. This is it. You got to have it right now. Like, this isn't. Mm-hmm. There's no more messing around.
No, there's things that hint, though, to what could be an issue. And as you said, if you're getting beat at the offensive line, and you certainly have a serious problem. Dan, we got to leave it right there, but great to catch up.
Damn it, I need more insight.
I know. Well, we can always.
I'll go get a coconut.
There you go. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. All the best to you. All right, coming up, we have your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But, Bart, first tell us about Vivid Seats.
The 22 baseball season is in full swing, and you can be there to catch all the action live with Vivid Seats. Get out to the ballpark and experience every home run, every web gym, every walk-off. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, you'll start earning things like free tickets from every purchase, even your very first one. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th one free. It's like getting 10% back on every ticket you buy, from the box seats to the bleachers. Vivid Seats has you covered with all great tickets at great prices all summer long. Just visit VividSeats.com. Or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life in my tongue happens life.
Bart and Hahn.
It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. What are you fumbling with, man?
Who, me?
Yeah.
What had happened was,
you know what? What had happened was, is that Mel in New Jersey wants to ask you about one of your former teams.
Ooh.
Mel, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Welcome back. So, man, I want to know, do you think the Baltimore Ravens are going to be the best defense in the NFL this year? And if not them, then, like, can you give me, like, top three?
I think they could be top five. The issue is they're going to need a lot for Owe to really step up and be that consistent pass rusher like Judon was, like Za'Darius Smith was. I mean, because at this point in, Justin Houston's career, he's a guy that can rush in spurts. I look for a guy like Justin Houston. A great year for him would be 8 sacks, right? But, I'm waiting for this big, massive. Like, the Ravens have always had three things.
Hmm.
Great pass rushers. You can always lock that in.
That is true.
They have always had a big, great, fat guy, whether it was Saragusa or Sam Adams or Haloti Ngata.
Yeah.
Always had a big, fat guy. So they got that from the kid from Connecticut. And they've always – had a great inside linebacker, and that's, you know, Patrick Queen to, you know, C.J. Mosley, and Ray Lewis, of course, set the standard. You know, they have a lot of those components, but I am excited about their secondary. I think their secondary has the potential to be the deepest, best secondary in all the land because of guys like Hamilton, but Marcus Williams from the Saints. Then you look on the outside, if Peters can come back and Humphreys, now they probably have like three guys that can make the Pro Bowl, you know, from that position. And that's another way to be able to rush the passers by having the ability to really lock down, you know, the first or second option for a quarterback.
Let's take Igor in East Orange, as we were talking earlier in the show about something here. Go ahead, Igor.
Hey, what's going on, Hans? Bart?
What's happening?
How you doing? First time caller. Listening all my life to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, I was out there yesterday at Bad Bunny show. I was in the front row.
Nice.
It got lit, man. It was crazy.
How many people were there? The stadium was packed.
Okay. Right?
The Yankee Stadium was packed for
at least 20,000, probably. What, 20,000, 30,000 because it got stopped.
There was about 54,000 people in there.
Oh, wow. That's amazing, man.
Good for
is he the, big, yeah, is he the biggest star right now? Is he the biggest star right now, like, going internationally? Because we think about, you know, great stars, you know, domestically. But I think, you know, internationally, I think he might be the biggest one. And some guy from one second direction or something who got something like that.
I don't know, but I think you're talking about Harry Styles, who basically
Styles.
The garden.
Yeah, Harry
for
Styles.
A month. We're back in 10 seconds.
Who is this? Is this Harry Styles?
Does that sound like Harry Styles?
I don't know who Harry Styles is, bro. I know that Bad Bunny's probably because also what he's able to do in wrestling, like, you know, he crosses over so many genres.
Mm-hmm. This is Bad Bunny. This is definitely Bad Bunny.
Oh, this is Bad Bunny.
This is Bad Bunny, yes.
Oh, he's Hispanic.
Yes.
Well, you didn't know that?
Puerto Rican.
Nah. I mean, I saw him wrestle, but I didn't see him. He had no luchador mask on like Rey Mysterio, so I ain't know.
Nah, he could have been
El DeBarge. El DeBarge looked like he Hispanic and Hispanic. El DeBarge Hispanic? Yeah, DeBarge. Yeah.
Is El DeBarge, not the letter L.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Conejo Malo. Conejo Malo.
Oh, now you want to put some Spanish swag in it.
You
come at Bad Bunny,
right?
Yeah, when we ask you to say the number, you come with some wacky D. That's all you get.
I said D.
D.
D. ESPN.
See, I say D because D sound better than D. We all know what D is.
Like, they had a little swag to it.
D. ESPN.
D. ESPN.
D. ESPN. D. ESPN. Say it like that. You got to say it like put a little something on it, so like a little spice. So now I'm like, oh, that's actually like the way that sounds.
You know what? Like every week, we should do something that sounds better in Spanish. Like we should have, you know, we should have Renee come up and simulate an order from McDonald's.
No. It's better when a player gives us a cliche to the media.
Yes,
that we're like that is the worst sounding soundbite ever.
Yes,
wait, Lactavius, make it sound better.
Yes,
say it in Spanish. I guarantee it sounds better.
Oh, we doing this.
Like that's what we'll do.
We're doing this.
We're going to have
I want to hear him
say it
something.
In Spanish.
Yes.
Sure.
That's it.
I'll take a Big Mac, fries, an apple pie, and I would take ice cream, but the machine always broke.
That machine is always broken. It's so sad.
like, come on, son. Like,
hey, let's real quick, though, because, you know, our good friend Wayne in New York has all kinds of takes for us, and we haven't got to talk to him in a bit, so – let's go to Wayne in New York on the Dr. Pepper call-in line right now. What's up, Wayne?
Man, y'all take up as much time as teachers, man. Y'all the whole summer. Goodness, I wish I had your job.
That's because we went to nobody.
Hey, Wayne. That's because we went Waka Flocka the other 11 months.
No kidding.
While everybody else, they kind of spread theirs out. We concentrate in the summer.
You understand. Bart's about to now, like, he's got the Jets now, and he's going to be busy 6 days a week, right?
Yes,
you got Sunday, you got to work, and then you've got, obviously, the extra show you do during the week at night.
Two extra shows.
And then come October, Wayne, you know, come October, you won't see me. I mean, my family doesn't see me.
Excuses.
Take
your
a little time.
Wait, we here for you now. We here for you now.
Oh, nobody's arguing with you about that part.
Job. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We're confirmed. Great job.
We here for you now, Wayne.
So what do you got? Got some tips.
So y'all have to rest up. But listen, I got four takes. I want you to give me a moment.
All right,
discuss amongst yourselves. I got four takes. Number four, which is later to number one, Carolina Panthers will make the playoffs this year. Number three,
wow.
Mitchell Trubisky will be the comeback player of the year.
Ooh.
Number 2A, the New York Giants will make the playoffs. And B, Odell Beckham will be on the team. And the number one, y'all alluded to this earlier, but I got a friend on the inside, and I'll expound later. Tom Brady will retire before the end of the season.
Oh.
Woo!
That one
there. That's
a hot
takey right there. That's a juicy nugget.
That's very high. It's hot takey, but you know what? I got you waiting. No, look, you're on the record for it. Bart, I'll tell you what. It's not a risk to throw that out there, right?
Would you say not.
That's not a risk. Now, do we expect it? No, because
especially if it goes bad early.
But I'll tell you what, here's how he retires. What if he gets hurt? Because with that offensive line, would most it surprise
great,
you?
Most great players don't retire, they get retired.
So we had this idea to do something. Everything sounds better in Spanish. But for now, coming up, we have this, the BS translator. Mm-hmm. And we will turn it on. Coming up next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.